One of the things that stops us from moving forward toward the purpose that God has for each of us in this life is fear, which prevents us from moving forward. It is the fear of failure, fear of being wrong, which is constantly in our thoughts. Perhaps you will tell me, I am not afraid of anything, and I am not afraid of being wrong. Well, how many times have you delayed your plans so people do not look at you? Because maybe you could be wrong and you could not do it right? How many times have we been so nervous when we begin doing something to the point of not taking off? Some get sweaty hands, others get a stomachache. Each person feels something different because we expect people to judge what we will be doing and how we will do it. When we depend on what other people say, we try to have their focus not on us. And many times, we delay our plans because fear comes to the surface. And you ask yourself, what will happen if I am wrong? You know, I have always said that if someone is not wrong, if someone does not make mistakes, it is because he's doing nothing. Being wrong, making mistakes, is only human. Let us remember that the word sin means missing the target. We have received an inheritance from our first parents, Adam and Eve, an error, a mistake, a violation of the law, which they did not obey and was planted from generation to generation. When they disobeyed God and sinned, they were deprived of the glory of God. There is no one person who does what is good, not even one. But there was already an awesome plan. Jesus came to earth to be tempted, to be tested, to go through diverse difficulties in order to bring us close to the Father once again. The purpose of Jesus coming to earth was not only to save us, but to reconcile us with the Father, bring us close to Him again. Therefore, the Bible says that He is the only way, the truth, and the life that leads us to the Father. There is no other mediator that brings us to the Lord. It is only Christ Himself when He died in the cross, resurrected, and through His sacrifice, He brought us back to the Father. The Word says in the book of Romans that through one man, death entered the world, but through another man, life entered the world. Through Adam, we inherited that sin. And I am talking to you about inheriting sin because we are born with a corrupted heart, which is always in us, wanting to do what is under darkness. The heart of man, which is not conquered by God, is perverse. We can say that we trust in the Lord, but one thing is to know that God is real. I can say that I believe in God. I know that He is real. And another thing is to let Him take control of our lives so we can lead our steps, so He can lead our steps, guide our heart. Many times, it is here where we fail, because we still want to have the control, and it is hard for us to let the Holy Spirit to rule our thoughts, to rule our heart, because we are used to having control and doing things the way we believe should be done. But God is not there. God is not there. Through Christ, life entered the world. And heart, and a heart that only believes in God, but that has not let God rule in it, is a foolish heart. It is a heart far from God. It is a heart that has not allowed the presence of God to rule his life. It is a heart that it is still guided by that seed of sin. It is a heart that is drawn apart from God. It is rebellious. It is deceitful. The heart of man, my beloved friend, is deceitful. Just observe the acts of the human being: violence, destruction, envy, anger, blood siblings killing each other over an inheritance, children destroying their parents, parents destroying their children, abandoned children dying of hunger, sickness, pestilence, chemical wars. Is God the evil one? I do not believe so. Because God's purposes for man are so different. But when we turn our back on God, we have to pay the consequences of everything. Do not tell me that God is bad because children die of hunger, because famine is the result of evil and the sin of the human being. This earth is moaning as a consequence of what man has done. From the decisions that man makes, weapons are made, not for protection, but to harm. Laboratories are increasingly generating diseases and then sell a pill that can give you a cure. And it's all a business. Man's motivation comes from his heart, and man's heart is corrupted. Consequently, the Bible is clear when it says, there is no one who does good, not even one person, not even one person in this earth. You can say, I am good, I am righteous, I don't mess with anyone. But which are the motivations of your heart? How many people have you already killed in your mind with your words, with a wicked look? How many have you harmed with a false promise, with a false word? Because everything in the heart of man is wicked. Do not put a tragic face right now and say, oh, poor me, I'm righteous, but everyone attacks me. But how many have you also attacked? In front of God, we do not have excuses, and we can never be able to be righteous. We can never be justified by our actions, because the heart of man without God, it is perverse more than all things. But when God rules, when we allow God to enter our heart, everything changes and our heart is transformed. Our heart is renewed. Due to what is in a heart without God, we are filled with fears, with anxiety. And even when God is ruling our heart, there is a part of us that continues to fear. Do you know why? Fear is caused by lack of trust. Lack of trust. When there is no trust, it's because there is no knowledge of Him. When there is no knowledge of Him, it's because there is no time or space to get to know Him. Do you know why you're afraid? If you knew the God you have and knew He was the Almighty, you would not be afraid. And you would begin understanding that if He is in your heart, You have a new life. The old things passed away, and all things are made new. If there is something that God fulfills in this word, whatever He promises, He fulfills. For God is not man to lie, nor son of man to go back on His word. God is not like us who go back on our word, who say words which the wind takes away. What God promises, He fulfills. He is faithful to His words, and the way in which He works is through those who are weak, through those who recognize their weakness. Why are there hearts that do not give themselves to God? Because they believe they are self-sufficient. Wanting to have control of everything is simply to think that you can resolve everything that comes your way. But what happens when you cannot? Hence, I love this word found in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. It does not matter how often the righteous falls, he will always get up. While the evil ones fall, but they never get up again. Another Bible version says, the righteous falls 7 times, and he gets up again from each of them. It is not because he has the sufficient strength to do it. He's talking about the righteous. He's talking about the one who is ruled, who has a relationship with God. Not who has a religion in God, but who has a relationship with God. The one who has allowed himself to be ruled by the Holy Spirit. The one who has made God's words his law, to ponder on it day and night. The one who walks according to the heart of God and not according to his desires or concupiscence. This is the righteous person that the word talks about. The one who is not justified by the good deeds he does, but because he has given his life to God, so his life has been transformed by Christ. The one who has decided not only to believe in God, but to let himself be ruled by God. This is the righteous person that the word mentions. Now, Pastor, if he is righteous and God is ruling his life, why does it say that he falls? You know, because as long as we are in this body, as long as we live in this world, God will work in our heart until the day He calls us to His presence. But as long as we are humans, as long as we are on this earth, there will always be a margin of error. This word gives me hope. Do you know why? Because we are not perfect. I make mistakes. But do you know what I have learned? You who is listening to me right now, do you know what I have learned? That in each mistake, there is a teaching. That when you love God, He is there with you to lift you up. Many will come near you with stones in their hands to judge you. Many will come near you to point at you, and perhaps many times, the fear of doing something consumes us by thinking that we can fail and wondering what will people say, what will our family say. They will talk. If you do things right, they talk. If you do not do things right, they talk. People will talk about you all the time. But what is important is what God thinks about you, and that you are able to function in His purpose. If you fail sometimes, you are within His purpose, within His will. At some point, you got tired. At some point, you threw in the towel. At some point, you made a mistake. At some point, you committed an infraction. At some point, you made the wrong decision. But remember that you have been forgiven and loved by the Father. And if we fail, we have an advocate in the Father, who is Christ. So we approach His presence each time we fail. Let us not be religious, because religion teaches that if we fail and we approach God, we are hypocrites with the Lord. But it's not about hypocrisy. If I fail, where else can I go? If it's not to that doctor who can restore me, who can restore me, who can lift me up. If I do not go to Him, I will be a hypocrite with myself, and I will believe a lie which Satan has been telling for a long time, that in order to draw close to God, you have to be holy. But if the Bible says that there is no one good person, nor holy, not even one, then how are we going to draw close to God? Rather, if we do not draw close to Him, we will never be able to experience that holiness. We are set apart and sanctified by Christ, not because of the good deeds we accomplished. Our good deeds would be the result of the healing of the heart. So, if you have decided to surrender your life to Christ, do not be afraid to fail. What you need to be concerned about is to do nothing, because remember that God gave you gifts and talents. God put a purpose inside of you, but this purpose will never be fulfilled if you remain seated with your arms crossed. It's not about forcing things, nor doing things the way you think it is convenient. It is about going to God's presence. It is about going in prayer to His presence and saying, "Lord, show me your truth and your purpose. I will do my part and you will do yours, Lord. Thank you." Father, thank you for your word. We can fall 7 times, but the righteous gets up again, not by our own strength, but because it is about you. Your strength is in us. Because when I recognize that I am weak, then your power is made perfect in my weakness. Thank you, Lord, because there is no other place that we can go to but to your presence, and we need you today. Today I need you. What if you say to God, "Today I need you more than yesterday. Lord, I am weak. Make yourself perfect in my weakness, Lord." Today I pray for those who have fallen so you can lift them up, Father. May them learn from what happened to them and get up and go. Thank you, Lord. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He wants to ask you for a favor. Share this audio with as many as you can, with all of your contacts. He reminds you to upload the application Just in Time Devotionals so you can enter our YouTube channel and subscribe. He invites you to follow him in Instagram under Pastor Elias HC. He sends you blessings.